An exhibit of photography opens at the National Gallery in Washington this weekend. It's called On the Beach, and it features these wall-sized color seascapes. Water, sky, sand, bathers. Sounds kind of perfect for Memorial Day. The photographer is Richard Misrock. Misrock is sort of an ultimate California guy. Meaning what? Well, he grew up in L.A., check. A surfer, check. Has owned 5 different Volkswagen buses, check. He went to Berkeley in the 60s, check, and it was during the anti-war movement that his career as a photographer started taking shape. But as Studio 360's Sarah Lilly found out, Misrock's On the Beach photos are lots more complicated than they look.
The photographer Richard Misrock has long had a thing for politics and nature, especially when they collide. He took his first photos in the Bay Area in the late 1960s.
When I started, it was with a small camera sort of documenting the world exploding around me. And at the same time, I was exposed to the great West Coast tradition of photography by Ansel Adams and Edward Weston. And probably the last 40 years has been reconciling sort of this political kind of work that I was blown into at the time and with this aesthetic interest in the landscape going back and forth between the two poles.
Misrock's photos of the American desert show what humans leave behind in their brash conquest. I first fell in love with them about 20 years ago. They're bright, forceful, and largely uninhabited, with stoic expanses of dirt and sand. You see abandoned bombing ranges surrounded by brown mountains, with malevolent orange pools of who knows what. The photos are alarmingly beautiful, images both of getting away and getting away with it.
Some of the projects like Bravo 20, the bombing of the American West, literally points its finger at the United States military and things that it's done to the environment. The more recent work, On the Beach, is another strange turn from that approach to the work. It's less documentary, and it's more of almost an oblique, ambiguous narrative about where we are.
The new photos are huge, up to 10 feet long. They reveal scenes along a sandy shoreline or within a wide swath of bright ocean, but they're shot straight down from high above. Your gaze plummets down and you see these tiny figures in small groups. In some photos, you see a bunch of tanned bodies in bathing suits, lying face up and motionless on cartooned towels. It's surreal as a Disneyland morgue. In other photos, people are immersed in the emerald water. It completely fills the frame, so there's no sky or horizon, just green. People are floating like embryos, or clutching their partners and kissing, or being pounded against the surf like twigs. The collection leaves me with a vague, uneasy feeling, and there's a good reason why.
A lot of that was influenced after 9/11, actually. I was in Washington, D.C., a block from the White House when the planes hit, and I was traumatized like everybody else in the world, and I went to the desert to do my normal work after that, and I couldn't work. I just couldn't see anything. Nothing felt the same. Making art felt very trivial.
Misrock put away his camera. Then, in November of 2001, he went to Hawaii on a pre-planned vacation, and there were all these people just going to the beach. But now it looked different.
Suddenly, people looked more vulnerable, more fragile, and I saw them set against the vast ocean and the sea, and it just... the world had changed, and suddenly I saw a project there that was very different than anything I'd done before.
In the new series, people are no longer trying to dominate the environment. They are innocent, the helpless recipients of everything, good and bad. In fact, Misrock purposely named this project after Neville Shute's 1957 novel, On the Beach, in which a nuclear apocalypse is slowly swallowing up the human race.
The book was about what you do in the last days, and people would live out their dreams or, do different kinds of things. Or some people would just, go and have a nice time on the beach, which is hence the title. And I thought, after 9/11, people were sort of able to go back to, having a good time on the beaches in Hawaii and, frolicking in the surf as if it was the last days.
Perhaps the eeriest effect of the photos is the nagging feeling that you can't figure out how he got them.
It's very deceptive. They look like aerial photographs you might see from a helicopter or an airplane, but shooting an 8x10 camera, that would not have been possible. People guess whether it's a cherry picker or a blimp or a cliffside, but in fact, it's so uninteresting and pedestrian. It's just from the balcony of the hotel that I was staying at. But I'm able to create the illusion that I'm hovering above people. I was in full view and yet invisible. None of the photographs were staged. I just sat there with my camera in the same spot, and inevitably, over time, over a four-year period, all these things would happen in front of my camera.
On the beach is like a giant Rorschach experience for the viewer. Relaxed or anxiety-addled, you tend to see what you want to see.
There is this ambiguity of gesture, and I cultivated that very carefully. I did a lot of editing out of 4,000 pictures to try to narrow down to those gestures that could be read both ways. You know, are they having a good time or are they drowning? There's one of a couple embraced way out at sea, and you know, at first glance, it looks kind of romantic, but then you look carefully, it looks like they're holding on for dear life. At the same time, the light is really beautiful, and you'll see sort of the will and resistance and grace of people enjoying the ocean. You can see that in the face of this vast sea, the sublime, that we are beautiful.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.
You can see an online gallery of pictures from Richard Misrocks on the beach at studio360.org. And while you're there, you can subscribe to our free podcasts or sign up for our newsletter so you'll always know what's coming on next week's show.